What's up, everybody? This is the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Robert Ang, and over Skype is the man without the summer tan, Michael Sheehan.
Hey, guys. What's going on out there in the internet, in the interwebs?
The interwebs. Yeah, I forget this is a podcast, so I guess it is interweb related. Mike, what is our topic for this episode?
Sure. Well, we're going to talk about this summer as it's coming to a close and the movies that came out this summer. I read an interesting article on slashfilm.com about the, you know, asking the question, begging the question, is this the worst summer for movies ever? So let's chat about that. There was a lot of good movies that came out, and then there's a lot of bad movies that came out. So let's dive in.
I guess that is usually the case. I'll just be upfront with you. I didn't really see too many movies this summer. I really don't see too many summer movies, summer blockbusters per se. I used to, but now I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, summer blockbusters, for the most part, they're kind of like one loud, explosive beast, and they can kind of be grouped together, in my opinion, and therefore, I see far and few in between every single year during the summertime. What about you, Mike?
Well, I'm usually pretty consistent about seeing movies in general, but I can tell you that August is the first month that I have not seen a movie in probably 15 years.
You haven't seen any August film, huh?
No, the only movie that I want to see that I have not gotten to see and I most likely will not see in the month is actually Sausage Party, which I still need to get to.
Right, that's true. So what do you think about, what movies have you seen this summer that you liked?
Sure. Well, the movie that kicked off the summer was Civil War, you know, starring the Avengers, which was basically a sequel to an Avengers film, right? And that kicked off the summer, made a lot of money, was pretty good. I'm personally kind of over the Marvel films in general, but this was definitely one of the better ones.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No. I mean, my list is going to be much shorter. I guess I could just tell you, I saw Finding Dory this summer. I saw Sausage Party this summer, and I think that was it.
So some other movies that came out, like that we should mention, was Independence Day, Jason Bourne, X-Men Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, Warcraft, Tarzan, Angry Birds movie, and The Secret Life of Pets. Just to name a few of the films that came out.
Right, few of the bigger ones. And, you know, kind of just like jumping on what you said before, this might be a different episode topic, but like yourself, I am totally over Marvel movies. I'm totally over superhero movies. I honestly have not seen a superhero movies in a couple years because I'm just over that. I seriously do think that every single superhero movie is the exact same movie, just with different characters. There's no way you can entice me to see a superhero movie at this point.
What about, just going off that topic real quick, what about Deadpool?
Deadpool, I am intrigued to see it, but at the same time, I expect it to completely be any other superhero movie, maybe just with a little bit more foul language.
Yeah, I mean, that's more or less true. I will say that it is a little different. I liked it a lot better than most of the Marvel movies. It does have a lot of similarities, but it's just a funny movie, and it's just more fun than most of the other Marvel movies,
yeah.
In my opinion.
I'm not, again, this is for another topic, so let's get through this quickly. I'm not bashing superhero movies or Marvel movies. I think they're all very well done, very entertaining. I'm surprised that every single Marvel movie that comes out, I'm just like, Ant-Man, this is going to be terrible. Boom, huge Rotten Tomatoes rating, huge numbers, huge box office. Deadpool is going to be terrible. Boom, they keep on transcending and keep on continuing this crazy momentum they have, and it's very, very impressive. I have nothing but good things to say about Marvel and most superhero movies. I'm just saying, personally, I'm not interested in them anymore.
Hey, I'm on board with you. I'm of the same mindset. But okay, Getting back to the subject at hand, and this summer's films. You know, in the article that I mentioned on slashfilm.com, they did a look back over the past 10 years of films, and they took into account average rating of Rotten Tomatoes, and this summer came in at a 6.2, which was a little below the average, but pretty much right on par with where we are pretty much every summer. The one exception really being last summer of 2015, with a high rating of 6.9, which really stood out.
Right.
Which I think is pretty fascinating that we kind of came off a really big, popular, certified fresh year last year. And then, you know, the drop-off has been pretty significant this year.
Definitely. I think that definitely plays into why this summer seems like such a big letdown, because last summer was so ginormous, not only box office wide with Jurassic World, Avengers, even though Avengers was underwhelming at the box office, but it still made tons of money. And also, Star Wars wasn't a summertime movie, but just the box office in general last year killed it tremendously. So it's almost impossible that this summer or even this year can really compete to last year's numbers. So I think that has a big part to do. So your favorite movie of this summer was Captain America? Is that what you're saying?
I honestly would think that I would like to say Ghostbusters was actually my favorite movie of the summer.
Ah, how come?
I just thought it was hilarious. I guess I went in there with a low expectation. You know, it had been getting reamed out in all reviews of the trailer. People were saying it was just a terrible idea. So I went in there with a pretty low expectation, and I laughed throughout the whole movie. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that it was the same team that worked on Bridesmaids, right?
Right.
With Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and the same director, Paul Feig.
Correct.
Not sure if that's how you pronounce his name or not. So it was the same team that wrote, directed, and starred in the film. And it actually was really funny, and I just did not expect that from that film.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, and like you said, it was getting pretty bad, a backlash because they're trying to remake the classic. But, you know, like the site says, it's 73% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, so people did like it.
Yeah, absolutely. But that to me is the standout movie of the summer. And second would be, I guess, Captain America.
Right.
Even though, you know, I liked it. It was definitely a good movie. But it just kind of falls into the canon of the Marvel Universe. And I'm just like, in a few years, I probably won't even really remember what went on in that film.
Right, that's true. And, I mean, for me, I have a very limited amount of movies to talk about. But Finding Dory was my favorite of the summer of the two. And that was the Finding Nemo sequel after, what was it, like 12, 13 years later. And it was good, you know. It was Pixar is one of my favorite studios, and I think they did a really good job. And according to this this article, it's the highest Rotten Tomatoes rating of this past summer, which is at 94% fresh. So what else did this article kind of touch upon, Mike?
I mean, it just, you know, it went over each of the years, kind of highlighting the movies that came out. Like, you know, just last year, we had Mad Max Fury Road that came out. That was a hugely popular movie, and a really good movie, might I add. Inside Out came out last summer, and that was also a huge movie for Disney, Pixar.
Right, and I think the article also touches upon, according to their, when they look at Rotten Tomatoes fresh ratings, and also more of a rating for every single film, their average, they said that the summer of 2009 is the weakest summer of the past 10 years.
Right.
And that is where Transformers led the way at the box office, but only got 19% fresh rating, which is kind of normal for a Transformer movie, but still, it's, and that made me think. I was looking at all of the top movies for every single summer, seeing if anyone was, as low as 19%, and really there's not many. 2008 Dark Knight at 94%, Toy Story 3 2010 at 99%, Harry Potter at 96%. Like, usually the top movie is going to get a pretty decent fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I think that is the only one that is really, really below, completely rotten out of the top movie of a summertime in the past 10 years.
Yeah, it is pretty fascinating that it just, you know, I guess it just got destroyed by critics and audiences alike. But yeah, a ton of people went to see it. So you kind of, it makes you wonder, like, you know, do people read reviews? You know, I kind of ask that question when I see stats like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that might be, again, another episode where we talk about film criticism and what it means to us and what it means maybe to the public. But yeah, that is fascinating. And I think, obviously, the Transformer name and having it being a sequel from the original Transformers, whether it's the toys or the comics or the cartoon or just the past movie, that had a lot going for it. But, you know, summertime, when I think about summertime movies, summer blockbusters, it's impossible not to think of non-original content. And I think that might be one of my reasons why, like, I feel like I'm not sure if I'm really, like, deep into any franchises anymore. And albeit, like, franchises usually stem off of, you know, huge superhero comic book movies that can last, you know, 3, 5, 7 movies long. But I don't know, where's the original content in summertime? And like, you know, did you see any of them this year or last year, or what can you comment about that, Mike?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of original content coming out at all, period. Whether it be, you know, even in December, you know, everything's seems to be borrowing from something else. You know, a lot more renditions of books are being made into films. You know, it's hard to really think of, like, in the past couple of years, one movie that jumps out as being really original was not a summertime movie, but was, like, Whiplash. Mm-hmm. But then that was even based off of a short story. You know, it's really hard with original content for people to drum up new things.
That's true. And how do you feel about a lot of these big blockbuster films kind of, I don't know if this is going to become a trend because of the success of Jurassic World, but, like, these movies that kind of have been away for a long time, but having, like, maybe not a reboot, but almost, like, a resurgence, or just, like, hey, this is from a franchise from, like, 15, 20 years ago. Here's the new movie, and then it kind of just blows up the box office. Like, what do you think about that with, like, Jurassic Park? And like you said, this year was Ghostbusters, and like a couple years ago was Godzilla coming back and everything, and then when Planet of the Apes came back, like, those blew up the box offices, but they're not exactly original content. But what are your feelings on those?
You know, I'm okay with it depending upon what I would really want to see. Like, I'm a huge Jurassic Park fan, so I was really excited for that movie. You know, good, bad, or ugly, I wanted to see it because I love that world so much. I wanted to see an expansion of it. But, you know, like, Godzilla was never something that I was ever interested in, so I didn't really want to see that movie. Now, I went into it and actually really liked it, mm-hmm. but at the time, I was, you know, in my mind, I didn't think there was a big call for it. Even with with the Ghostbusters film that came out this year, I know people love that world, but I don't think people were asking to see more of it. I can recall several articles, you know, that I'd seen in different magazines over the years actually asking for a Jurassic World, Jurassic Park sequels.
Hmm.
Oh, you know, so I think it's all going to depend, and I think it's all, you know, what audiences want. Obviously, the dollars are going to speak to what they want. That's why Jurassic World made so much money, because people really wanted to see it.
Right, definitely. I'm just so curious if there was ever a time, because it's kind of just like recent memory, and, you know, just like the past 10 years, as we see in this article, it probably stems way past that. Like, was the summertime always full of these, you know, public-friendly PG-13 movies that are just so huge in budget and that just, like, really are full of unoriginal films, usually film franchises? Like, was there like a time back in history of movies, maybe in the 70s or 80s, where, like, the summertime had a different feeling to them, like a different kind of tone or different types of films that came out during that year? I don't know. I'm curious, but I don't know the answer to that.
You know, I don't know either. I know that, like, Jaws was, like, one of the first original blockbuster films. Because it came out during the summer, and it was something everybody went to see, and it was the talk of the town. So I think that's kind of how this, like, summer ritual of blockbusters got started. It's like, oh, you know, let's do something a little bit of a big, even though Jaws didn't have a very big budget, but it just started trying to outdo that every single year. It just kept building and building and building. Now, you know, the biggest budget films always come out during the summertime.
Yeah, that is very, very true.
But yeah, so it's been fun chatting about this. You know, join us next time on the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast. This is Michael Sheehan signing out.
This is Rob Hang, and thanks for listening. See you next time.